The market has a lot of people confused right now, but at New Constructs, they're never confused. They evaluate securities based on the numbers, and what might confuse others has them looking for trouble. And now they've found it, and we're going to take you to it in the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where I am joined by the experts from New Constructs, an unusual research firm in that they do things very differently. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this with a methodology that brings together forensic accounting and cash flow analysis. And basically, they dig in at the footnotes level. So when everybody else is looking at something and seeing the numbers from the top down and thinking,
"You are so good looking,"
they're asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah. And when they find out that something is not attractive and it is misleading, that makes it dangerous. To find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more detail on the stuff we discuss here. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs, and he joins me now. David, great to chat with you again.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Wayfair.
Danger, danger.
Wayfair. It's ticker symbol W. It has been a stock that, you know, has been kind of well-known and booming of late because, I guess, with pandemic mode, everybody needs to do some shopping from home, and that's what they do. So why is that not enough here?
Because the valuation has reached a point where we think, again, there's risks for anybody with fiduciary responsibilities to own or recommend this kind of a stock. When you break down the case empirically, as we did with Tesla, it's nuts what kind of future cash flows and market share are priced in at these levels.
Is Wayfair, to some extent, riding on Amazon's coattails? In other words, are people going, well, it can't just all be Amazon. So here's a recognizable online retailer with a jingle that somehow gets stuck in your head, even though it's not really a song and whatever. Is Amazon that part of it?
Yeah. The Amazon comparison is very apt. In fact, one of the things we point out in this report is that the valuation for Wayfair right now implies that its profits and revenue growth will be even greater than that of Amazon. We think that that's a big bet, a bad bet in any situation, because Amazon's, it's one of the great growth stories of all time. But the big difference between Amazon and Wayfair, despite the fact that Amazon might have an overall business model, but that Amazon achieved that growth with a huge first mover advantage. It didn't have hardly any competition in online retail. It was just scooping up money on the table left there because it caught everyone else flat-footed.
Yep.
Wayfair lives in a world where they not only compete with Amazon, but they compete with all the firms that survived the retail apocalypse, right? Amazon ate the lunch of all the people that really weren't ready to compete with them. A lot of people went bankrupt, and most of that market share accrued to Amazon. Well, the folks that are left, the firms that are left, they survived the apocalypse, so they have a good online strategy. So Wayfair is not only competing against the best online retailer probably of all time in Amazon, but against all the firms that have also found a way to compete against Amazon. So we're talking about a very crowded field into which Wayfair is trying to now convince investors, or its valuation is at least convincing investors, that it's going to be able to grow even faster than Amazon.
Yeah,
and longer.
Growing faster than Amazon, just the thought brings up this.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know that it's impossible to do it. I just don't believe that any large firm, and this is a large firm, it's a large retailer, can do it. So how out of whack is this valuation? Stock's trading for north of $310 a share. What would be a no-growth price on this?
The no-growth price is negative because their profits are highly negative. And that's the other thing, right? And they're becoming more negative. It's getting worse, not better. We're not seeing a business model that works. Yes, you can say Amazon's model was not profitable for a while as well, but they were also eating up market share at a very, very fast pace. Wayfair's got a decent amount of market share as well, but I think that there's a ceiling there that wasn't there for Amazon. And look, even if we assume that they can achieve profitability, right, and they can grow revenue by 15% compounded annually for the next 10 years while also earning Walmart-level margins, right, which, again, is a firm that has an extraordinarily greater level of scale. Stock's only worth $110.
Wow.
So a third.
Wow. So, yeah, as you point out, where it's priced is basically assuming it's going to do all these great things, and that's beyond perfection, obviously. Now, of course, we always talk about catalysts and throwing you into the unknown, but is there a likely, I know you can never say what the catalyst is, but is there something that you think is the likely catalyst that makes everybody go, oh, wait, Emperor has no clothes on here?
I think it's just lowered earnings guidance, but that's tough, right? Because, you know, the bankers love stocks like this because they issue stock all the time. So they're making tons of money helping this company sell stock. In fact, investors from 2012 own 57% less of the company than they did in 2019. And Wayfair has issued new shares in each of the past 6 years. So they're diluting existing investors continually, which means the bankers love it, which gets me back to my point, and that is that the bankers can make a company look good by missing earnings by having their analysts lower the estimate. So they lower the bar for the company to beat. When I was on Wall Street, that was a classic move. I even had people tell me, you know, big name analysts say, yeah, you know, if we like the stock, we have a low earnings estimate, so it's easy for it to beat. If we don't like the stock, we have a high earnings estimate, so it's harder for it to beat. It's completely counterintuitive. So that's why I say, hey, it's not so much a miss as it is just lower guidance. And we're also hoping that, look, in an environment where everything is kind of really expensive and people's kind of starting to scratch their head and say, you know, this market's looking pretty healthy. Maybe I want to shed some risk. Maybe I feel fiduciarily responsible about certain positions versus others. And on the margin, they're saying, you know, this might be a great place to say, shave some risk off my portfolio.
And that's why Wayfair, ticker symbol W, is in the danger zone this week. David, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is head of New Constructs, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, @NewConstructs. The Market Call's next. Stick with us.